welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The United States Department of Agriculture is working hard to monitor African swine flu and keep the devastating disease out of the U.S. Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Ibaugh says African swine fever is one of the primary concerns of the agencies he oversees.
We have a strong history in America of having programs in place at the APHIS level to be able to have strict parameters about what can come in and what we don't want to come in. We work together with Customs and Border Protection to make sure they're screening shipments for prohibited imports. And we've caught some of those imports at the border that we're concerned about.
Undersecretary Ibaugh says the U.S. has faced similar issues with other diseases over the years.
For almost 100 years now, we've kept foot and mouth disease out of the United States. We've kept classical swine fever out of the United States. Both of those have very similar epidemiologies to African swine fever. So we're hoping that our history and our ability to protect the livestock herd in America for a number of decades will continue to serve us well as we seek to keep African swine fever out.
He adds the USDA is increasing the number of dog teams that work in customs.
So we're going to increase the number of dogs that we're training this year to go from 120 dogs at ports of entry that are used as part of our surveillance team to add 60 more. So we're up near 180 dog teams that are going to be in place.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
Service is the foundation of everything we do at Kentucky Farm Bureau. Whether it's sponsoring a Little League baseball team, helping legislative leaders meet the needs of Kentucky farmers, serving as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, or helping policyholders recover from a loss, we are committed to serving Kentuckians and have been for 100 years. Why Farm Bureau? Because together we will make Kentucky a better place to live and work. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Agriculture Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh says the USDA is monitoring countries where problems could arise.
Continue to review and look at the countries and updating the lists as far as not only countries that we want to have safeguards against.
He adds they're listening to the concerns of producers and processors in the United States.
We're having discussions all the time with the producer industry as well as the processing industry to make sure that we're listening to their concerns.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.